I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy, happy Wednesday to you. Let's take a moment for our bodies, for our minds, for our hearts, and for our souls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just closing your eyes if you're comfortable with that, finding a comfortable seat, and taking a moment right away, contemplating the different parts to your whole. Such as the idea of the body, the mind, the soul, the heart, as if we have different needs for different parts of ourselves at different times, when actually we are one whole human being. You are one whole being. It can be helpful to think of ourselves as separate, just to compartmentalize a little bit and use different tools for different times. But also, it's really important that we feel together and whole. So taking a moment right now, as if you are doing a little scan through your system, to focus first on the body. The body, your physical vessel. Just briefly, the way you are sitting here now, what does it feel like to be here in this body? When you envision your body, or you hold the image of your body in your mind, what does it feel like? How do you see your body and your place in this body? Well, there's no right or wrong way to envision this, so just notice what comes up for you. And we'll take a full breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And shifting your awareness to the part of you that you tend to compartmentalize as your mind. So your thinking mind. And do the same thing there. Just noticing the quality of this energy held in the area of your mind right now. When you envision your mind or you think about your mind, what does it feel like? Do you have a positive connection there, a negative connection there? Do you feel ease or stress or both? Without any judgment, just do a little check-in with your mind. And then take a big full breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And shifting your awareness now to your heart, your physical, energetic, and emotional heart, just the heart space. The heart being the container for everything we feel. Take a moment to linger with your awareness there. What does it feel like to focus on this area of you that you
feel aligns with heart. Notice if any thoughts come up about that. Maybe there's a certain feeling lingering in this area that feels very close. Just notice and feel for a moment. And from that heart space, we'll take another full breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Now finally shifting our awareness to our soul, or rather the idea or the concept of our soul. Where does your awareness go? What image do you see in your mind when you think of soul? And if you drop a little bit deeper into this contemplation, what resonates in your being lingering here with your awareness on your soul? What opens up? And take a moment just to breathe here a little bit. We'll take a full breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And now, imagining you want your awareness to connect to all these four parts of you at the same time. Now, it might be hard for the mind to make sense of that, so don't overthink it. Just bring your awareness right now to your body, to your mind, to your heart, and to your soul. Holding yourself right here. Holding yourself as one whole human being in this world. And taking this moment to really appreciate the fact that there is no division between these parts of you. There's no separation between your mind and your heart. Separation between the soul and the body. And actually, as we contemplate these different areas of ourselves, who is the person contemplating? Who is the version of you or the part of you that actually witnesses the mind, that can witness the soul, that can contemplate the body, that can listen to and feel the heart? Letting our awareness grow a little bit wider. Let it become a little bit more vast. Witnessing all of you in this moment, whole as one. And with that, we take another full breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. In this moment here now, feeling this alignment of everything that makes you who you are, knowing that all of you is in this one place, all the parts of you operating as one whole being, everything connected. And if you want to blink your eyes open and create a little bit of movement, maybe right now for both the mind, the body, the heart, the soul, take one moment right now to physically express something that makes you feel good. Whether that's a little stretch or a little shake or just standing up, maybe a little jump or finding an even more quiet place to sit. Lingering here for a moment, just you being you. Thank you so much for joining me for this practice today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.